Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Cox. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Cox. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case. Clift reaches second base with a double. McQuillan moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. Clift scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Simmons out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Hefner reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. West reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cox. Weaver moves to third. Case moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weaver scores. Case moves to third. One out. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. West hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weaver takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Farrell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Simmons moves to third. Bonura moves to second. It's 5-2, Senators. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Travis for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. West hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klift hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Weaver strikes out. 1 out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klift fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Van Atta for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. Klift moves to second. It's 6-3, Senators. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Klift moves to third. Bell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klift scores. Bell moves to third. Kress moves to second. It's 6-4, Senators. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bell scores. Kress scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's Browns, 6, Senators, 6. Ken Chase now pitching. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McQuillan hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Fred Johnson now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Senators. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. Case hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Farrell scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Al Simmons. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin now playing left field. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.